Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kaylin Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in your eardrum. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in all of the world. And if you, yes, you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's chit-chat with the banter. I am Kaylin Patterson, Midwest Muscle P4P Real Talk up in here. And Des has had the night off. She's got time with family. And we are still going to have a show because there is something that we definitely need to address in the sport of natural bodybuilding. And that is the future of the sport itself. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about it. And let's do some real talk. I can think back to when I was talking about how it seemed the sport was killing itself by not promoting itself better, you know, with the different organizations supporting, being more supportive of each other. We seem to have that now. And with the crisis back then, it seems like there's always a crisis in the future. There's always something coming up that either forestalls or delays of the sport and keeps it from growing in the way that it should. I think health and fitness will never die. As long as people are living, there should be healthy and fit people that are promoting life. And thankfully, in natural bodybuilding, we have plenty of ambassadors that can do so. One of the things that has been plaguing us recently, especially during the time of pandemic, is the fact that we have so many variables that keep the show from happening, that people wonder if we're even going to have enough shows in the future to make it a viable thing to promote and basically pursue. So if what we're looking at is all these variables, then there has to be some kind of paradigm shift that basically sets the new groundwork in motion. And one of the things that can happen, but it basically must happen, is the fact that we have so many talented individuals who are so professional in many other things and facets of their lives other than natural bodybuilding. I'm talking about doctors, lawyers, police officers. I mean, we have a very, very diverse group that makes up the natural bodybuilding community. And one of the good things about that is so many aspects of frames of mind and thinking. If we can just push ourselves to that next level in thinking, we can get that paradigm shift that not only has shows happening in the future, but when you have things of this nature come up, we'll already have the groundwork laid in place to make sure that the future of the sport is not stalled or delayed. I know a pandemic basically needs much attention, but we should be doing things on the healthy side instead of basically just constantly reacting to what's going on around us. We have so many things that can increase the sport right now, and if we just put our heads together, I'm sure we can make that happen. One of the things that we can put in place is basically how we can interact with the venues more successfully. I know there are a lot of promoters who are basically getting their first and second gear started, but we can be reaching out to people like Ray Binkowski, who's had decades of interaction with his venues and basically the sponsors, and still able to put a show on, and not only just put a show on, but to guarantee it. And, you know, I spoke last time we had the show about how people were being very negative and spreading rumors and gossip that his show wasn't going to happen. But thankfully, being a great promoter that he was and is, he was reaching out to us consistently and constantly to let us know that the show was happening. I remember going to the OCB site, and it was one of the guaranteed shows for this year. So, you know, there's plenty of things that can happen. There's plenty of people we can interact with, and there's plenty of people we can reach out to basically ensure that we have these opportunities to do what needs to be done for basically the shows to go off And I love the fact that we have people still basically wanting to take on shows. I just recently read about Courtney Faith and her husband Tony taking on a show up north, and they're going to be promoting it. And I'm interested to have her on the show and see what she has in mind. I've also reached out to Earl Snyder of the NGA to find out what they're planning to do to go in the future. Because without brainstorming, you don't have joint ideas. And without joint ideas, you basically have groupthink, meaning people that are of your mindset and thinking, but don't really challenge you to pursue a greater and more deep effort to get things going. And we can do that. We can definitely do that. We can definitely step up, and we can definitely ensure that the future of the sport is not delayed. This is a very hard time in the fact that it challenges us physically and mentally. I mean, there's a lot of people that have lost their jobs. There's a lot of people who have lost their loved ones, friends, family. I mean, loss is all around. And the one thing that keeps people going, the one thing that keeps a nation going, is hope. And we need to learn to grab hold of hope for the people who know how to do so, who can find ways to motivate themselves. I know that Melissa Johnson is one of those people that can basically find a way out of no way and make it happen. And then you have people like T-Rock, where you can just get around them and start coming up with great and feasible ideas, not just things that are so far-fetched that they are possible to attain right now, but people who basically live the day-to-day and find new ways as they go along. It is really something special to watch minds like that come together and then come up with ideas that can basically promote the sport and uplift everybody. I remember the old saying, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. So it's not just a singular way of thinking, but basically ensuring that we as a sport, we as a people, we as an industry, we as a group can grow and grow in a way that has everyone doing exactly what their part is asking. And I love the sport enough to want to try. And there's plenty of people that are just like me. There's nothing special about me other than the fact that I have an airwave to promote it. And I will have those people on the show who can do that promotion of the airwaves successfully like me. So it's not like we're getting away from anything. It's not like we're giving up on anything. It's just a challenging time. And during that challenging time, the stars shine. The stars come up. I mean, like, if you can't see a star anywhere during the day except for the sun. So that's the source where everybody's looking and they're depending on. But then you have when it's dark and you don't know what's going on, and then you can see that, you know, everything isn't as dark as everyone said, or it's not as gloomy. And a clear sky shows all stars. And I mean, we have that time, we have that opportunity, and we're having that moment. I mean, I accept the challenge. I've always been blessed to accept the challenges that have been given to me. And it's fun mentally to take on those challenges, because you will be pushed mentally to the limit. But look at what we've done with our bodies. As competitors, we've changed the aspect of our future by changing the aspect of our bodies. Our health was somewhere we didn't like. We didn't accept, and so we did something to change it. Now, mentally, we're going to change our mental health, and we're going to basically get to a spot where it's more mentally fit. And it doesn't take a whole lot to change. There's a whole lot of change that happens when we change, but all we have to do is look for the change in a successful and positive way, like we did with our own body. If we're willing to do that with our bodies, of course our minds had to take the force and make that happen mentally. And then our bodies basically adapted to the mental changes and parameters that we set in our lives. So what's the difference with basically getting the show off the ground when everyone's saying this is not the time to do it? Because I think this is the perfect time for changes to happen. This is the perfect time for things to grow. This is the perfect time to see who's really serious and sincere. I mean, this last year, because this year is almost over, we're in December now, we had competitors that looked absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And everything said that shows weren't going to happen, we weren't going to be able to do anything, and yet we had people stepping on stage like they never missed a beat in anything. Limited gym time, limited workout space, limited everything. And yet we had phenomenal athletes stepping on stage, and you're telling me that we can't do something similar with our own minds as we challenge ourselves to grow and increase this sport. This would be the perfect time for that to happen, because basically the people who want it to happen are already grinding their feet in to make it happen. And the ones who gave up long time ago. So they can stay out of the way while true growth happens, and if they want to join in afterwards, so what? We want to grow the sport. We're not excluding anybody, but I would love for every serious, sound mind that has true understanding of the sport and ways to increase it and improve it to just come together. I mean, we've got many outlets. We've got many facets right now with Zoom. We've got Facebook Messenger. We've got all kinds of group opportunities on the Internet that can happen without people being face-to-face, meaning not physically in contact with each other, and still get these ideas and thoughts across to each other and basically cover the spectrum of what needs to happen. There's many things that need to be addressed. There's many things that need to be covered. And there's many things that might sound good in the beginning but might fall apart later on. That's how you grow. There's plenty of workouts we tried and realized this isn't good for my body. There's plenty of supplements that sounded good in marketing, but the minute we touched our stomachs, we were sick to ours. And it's just amazing that we have the people in place to get this to happen, and we're not waving the banner to basically get it started. So I'm throwing it out there right now. I'm really throwing it out there to have this sport come together in one mind and an understanding that this has to happen, and it can happen, and it can be done. So if we're going to be those people, if we're going to do that thing, if we're going to basically increase in a time where it seems like everything else is saying stop, slow down, and quit, let's be that time. Let's be that people, and let's be that moment. It doesn't take all of us to get the ball rolling. It just takes the right people. I mean, I look at in the gym, we have people that basically come in, you know, spend their time on their phone, and they leave. And just the atmosphere put them in a mental state where they were okay. We have people that come in the gym, work out seriously, and they leave in a short amount of time because it doesn't take them long to do so. And they're amazing in how they do things. And then we have people that basically are of a competitive nature, and they do what they have to do, myself included, to basically ensure that you present your best on stage. And that's okay too, but the whole thing is you have a big, big, vast dynamic of people that can coexist and grow. And with those thoughts from the doctor, with those thoughts from a lawyer, with those thoughts from a pediatrician, a veterinarian, I mean, there's plenty of things that are happening, but they open our minds to other facets in our lives. You know, you have doctors learning from children. You have basically so many things going on, and growth happens because those positive minds are in a place where they can be positive and active and grow. And there's always that one thought that changes the whole dynamic. I mean, if you look at my gym, Fit Body U, you have powerlifters coexisting with bodybuilders, coexisting with boxers, coexisting with MMA. There's so much. There's so many professions, and yet we're coexisting and we're growing as a group because everybody wants to be around the people that they're around, and they're choosing those times when they can be there around them, and they're becoming successful in their own professions because of it. So why don't we do that same thing with the sport, for the venues, for the sponsors, for the athletes, sort of motors, there's ways to grow this sport that we haven't even tapped into because we're not thinking along the lines of growing it in a way that can be successful for our future athletes. If we can get out of that me mentality, we can get to an us thinking. And when we get to that us thinking, that's when just so many avenues are open. And we have so many professions to basically step into to ensure that they're open because these people have minds that are just waiting to be tapped into. So as we grow as humans, as we grow in humanity, as we grow in community, as we grow in society, as we grow as a nation, we can still grow this sport in that way or better. I would say an even better because there's such a positive nature to natural bodybuilding. There's such a positive think when it comes to basically being healthy and fit. There can't really be anything negative in growing a positive body. And the negative is basically part of the workout, I guess, when we're bringing the weight down. But it's just we have too much opportunity to pass this time up. And I know it seems like a dark time if that's your focus. But if your focus isn't on darkness, if your focus isn't on the bad things, if it isn't on stress, if it isn't on worry, there's got to be some focus that has you basically diverting from that negative ideology. And if it's not your thinking, then why are you trying to focus that way? So let's take that time to focus our minds, to focus our thinking, to focus our thoughts, and just start throwing ideas out there that are feasible, not the impossible, not the ones 5 years down the line, something that can start next year and grow into 5 years down the line, something that can start next month and grow into the next 10 years. That there's always a way, there's always an opportunity, and there's always a person that can bring that about. And I think we are in a time where that mind needs to step up. And we have those minds in this sport. I've met so many wonderful, so many creative, so many just amazing individuals in this sport. And I know that it can grow in a way that really makes it successful for everyone. We don't have to be of the mindset that it has to wait. We need to, you know, pull in the reins. Someone has an idea out there that's ready to blow this industry wide open and grow. And we need to have that person step up. And we need, as competitors, as athletes, as promoters, as every part of the aspect of the genre, to let them speak, to let them say what they need to say. It might sound crazy in the beginning, but if you could just think about what you said about your body when you wanted to change it and what everybody told you. You know, you don't look right. You look skinny. You look hungry, you know, you look like this is painful and suffering, but you found a way to get through it. What's the difference to growing the sport? Well, we basically endure the pain, we endure the suffering, because we know at the end of the day, you'll only get better. If that's the understanding, if that's the mindset, if that's our will, if that's our drive, if that's our motivation, then let's go in that direction. Because if it's been good for us so far, why would it hurt us now? Good form, good technique, good policy, solid thinking. All these things grow us as people. Now I'm asking for that same thing to happen to the sport itself. With that same motivation, with that same understanding, with that same drive and motivation for growth, let's do that for the industry, what we did for our own bodies and minds. I'm sure it can work. As a matter of fact, I can guarantee it can work because it's already done it for your body. It's already done it for your mind. It's already changed your friends, your family, and your loved ones. Everyone around you is so much better because you made the decision to be healthy and fit. Naturally, no drugs and nothing else. But I know you have a mind that can do the same thing with the industry and with the sport where everything changes because you changed. And because you changed, you grew. And because you grew, the people around you got better because you were showing them innovative and creative ways to basically improve themselves. Now I'm asking you to do that same thing with the sport and with the industry. And just change it and have it with so many parameters that we're just bursting at the seams with ideas of creation, innovation, motivation, and stimulation. Because these things can all happen because we've proven it time and time again with our family, our friends, our people that we work out with, the gyms. There's just so many doors of opportunity. Let's do our best to be better, to speak better, especially during this time. Let's speak life. Let's speak living. Let's speak positive. Let's speak energy. Let's speak positive energy. Let's speak with the point of having the action to back it. I know we have a lot of blowhards. They're going to be in everything that we have. We have plenty at work. Just speak and do nothing. We had plenty of people like that at church. We have plenty of people like that in our family. We know. And if they do that part and somebody gets a spark of interest, a spark of motivation, and gets them going, give them the credit. Who cares? The sport's growing. We're trying to grow the industry. If that's what they have to do and they're just that sound piece that never does anything else than that, then they're doing their part. But if we're people of action, both mentally, physically, and verbally, then let's do our part as well. And I think that it can happen. I know that it can happen. I know the sport is worth it because we're talking about health and fitness. And in this time that we are living, my goodness, do we need health and fitness. Because I'm constantly seeing the people who are already more healthy and fit, having the survivability rate that is just leaps and bounds ahead of the people with pre-existing conditions. And the fear that has taken some of our hearts need not be. And if we have people that were basically healthier and more fit, they would have had a better chance at living. So what are we waiting on? If we're pushing the agenda of health and fitness, then we should push a little harder. If we're wanting to love our family and friends while they're still on this side, we should push a little harder. If we want our loved ones to be there tomorrow with the chance of being there the day after in 5 years from now, then we should push a little harder because it's what we've done with our own lives. From going from student to teacher is easy if you walk the walk, because you know every step. We all know every step. And growing a sport and industry is basically just following the steps that grew. It grew us. I remember a college professor when I was in school, and he told me, when I was doing all my studies, and at one point I realized, man, this really doesn't have anything to do with real life. But I was wrong in that thinking because it has everything to do with real life. And the reason he said it was so much a part of real life is that I had made a choice. I had made a decision. So basically when I graduated high school, I was going to go beyond that. And that's a choice. High school wasn't enough education. I wanted more. I wanted to have more intelligence. I wanted to be a better peace to society. I wanted so many things, but I knew college was going to have to be a part of that in order for me to grow in a way that would be good for my mind and my thinking and my understanding. But look at that choice and the people it affected. We do the same thing with our bodies when we compete. Someone's in that audience watching. Someone's life is going to be changed. And if we have a venue, if we have a sponsor, if we have attendance, if we have competitors, look at all the lives we've changed. And if we're going to be the changers of lives, shouldn't it be on a positive nature? Shouldn't it be on a positive aspect? Shouldn't it be on a positive way of being successful year after year? So even during a time of crisis, we can still look to the positive people and know that this isn't the end of the world and know that we can take that next step and basically branch out and be even better. Each and every time things like this come up, we can take that stand. We can take that step forward. We can be the change instead of waiting for it. We already know the avenues and streets. Why aren't we taking them? And I really believe this, guys. I really believe this more than anything. I believe this heart and soul that we can do so much right now. that we can change so much right now because we're waiting, and we're waiting for something that doesn't exist anymore, and that's normal. Normal is being created right now. Normal is happening right now, and we're trying to get back to something that's no longer a part of our lives. We got to leave it. We got to leave it in the past and start stepping into the future. And if normalcy, like people are looking for, somehow, you know, comes back, thank God for it. But I haven't seen any time in the past where disease came and just left. Basically, our bodies adapted and we moved on. Isn't it time for us to have that same thinking with saying that we can't move any further right now because something is limiting us? Did you believe that with your body? Did your mind accept that you were as big as you were going to get? You were as strong as you were going to get? I see people posting about PRs all the time, and they pride in that because they made it past that limit. And then they become unlimited in that understanding because they know I can just keep going and keep going and keep going. And now we have that same opportunity for natural bodybuilding. And we can keep going and keep going and keep going. We've hit that wall. We've hit that spot where it's going to cause us to basically really struggle, really stress, and really grow. But negativity doesn't have to take over. We can still keep that positive mindset, that positive aspect, that positive understanding, and move, and move forward, and move forward successfully. Because it's not the end of the world. Natural bodybuilding has a spot that has an edge. And we can basically fill that void, fill that bench, give that hope, and change those minds and bodies, and have health take its forefront spot again instead of bad health being all that we know. We should live in a nation where it should be rare for someone to be obese. And yet, we are the minority as being healthy and fit. And that's crazy. And in a nation that we call great, obesity and bad health are in the forefront. That's kind of an oxymoron when you think about it. So let's start changing the way we speak. Let's start changing the way we think, and let's start changing lives because of it. Because we can do it. I just know too many good people. I know too many creative minds. I know too many innovative mindsets. They're out there. You guys are there. You're amazing. And your focus is just a little off. And if we get that focus onto the things that need to be focused, we can grow. And we can do it successfully. And there's many a mind and many a mind and many a mind that can make that happen. So let's grow. Let's grow in a positive way. And let's be more futurist thinking instead of trying to replay a past that can no longer be. Let's go into the future with an understanding that hope is in front of us, not behind. I hope this makes a difference. I hope that can basically elaborate more on what I'm trying to say. And I pray to God that everyone's having a healthy and successful time right now, even during a pandemic. God bless you and be with you. Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle. We are out.